Chapter 10. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
Here we see two more of the seven I Am sayings found in John's Gospel. Both relate to the agricultural scene in Jesus' day. He declares, "I am the gate. We are the sheep. We have to come through this gate to be saved," clearly referring to his death on the cross, the means whereby we can come into the sheepfold, the kingdom of God. And then a few verses later on, he makes it so much more personal as he declares, "I am the good shepherd." Remember that I am God, the good shepherd. Three times over, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We see Jesus opening up this pastoral illustration. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. Dear friend, have you come via the gate? Have you come to the good shepherd, the one who gave up his life on that cross for you? We read in John 15, "Greater love has no man than this, than a man lays down his life for his friends." Isn't it wonderful? Jesus went further than that. He gave up his life for his enemies, for folk like us who are rebelling against him in our sinful lives. Jesus gave up his life as the good shepherd, the one who lays down his life for the sheep.